Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for April 22nd, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond. We're looking today at the topic, the payoff of kept promises. You've probably not thought a lot about the Old Testament journey of Joseph's bones through the wilderness and later the promised land. I certainly had not, until this morning, that is. But since reading Joshua 24, 32, and 33 in the Winyard Bible, all I've been doing is thinking about those wandering bones. It's an intriguing micro story placed at the end of Joshua's life and at the end of the Bible book bearing his name. The impression given is this. The bearing of Joseph's bones provides the ending punctuation for one of God's promises to Abraham. You'll recall that God told Abraham centuries earlier that his descendants would go down to a land not their own and be held in slavery for 400 years before returning to the land of promise. With Joseph's burial in the plot bought more than 500 years earlier by his father Jacob, the son turned slave turned ruler had come home. The promise to Abraham had been fulfilled. The significance of this burial was not missed, I'm sure, by the Israelites. That's why Joseph's bones were kept ready to go during all those years in Egyptian bondage. That's why his bones, most likely in a mummy coffin, were treated with great respect and physical care during those difficult years in the wilderness. And that's why his bones were carefully handled during the years of conquest. It was all about keeping promises. God's promise to Abraham and Joseph's son's promise to their father. No matter how long it took. I'm very glad that the Israelites kept the promise to Joseph during the centuries of extra effort in hauling around his bones. It was the right thing for them to do, and I respect them for doing so. You've made some promises that take extra effort to keep, I'm sure. Sometimes a lot of extra effort. You've been tempted to look for a simple, quick escape from the promise. After all, there were plenty of other places that Joseph's bones could have been buried in a dignified manner, weren't there? But what was the promise to Joseph? You get the point, I'm sure. Some of you might be in marital relationships now that leave you feeling at times like you're dragging around a bunch of lifeless bones. Please pray for a change of heart on your part so that you can add more vitality to the relationship with a discouraged mate. Even if your relationship remains on what seems to be life support, don't forsake the promise to continue holding to your vows of in good times and in bad. No matter how long it takes before God lays one of you to rest, don't lay aside your promise. Because Joseph's descendants kept the promise made centuries earlier, they received the inheritance that had been passed down to their father. As you keep the promises made in faith years ago to your spouse or to any other close family relationship, God will see to it that you receive a heavenly inheritance handed down from Him, the Heavenly Father. Your descendants, if you have them, will have the priceless inheritance blessing of parents who kept their vows despite the extra effort required. And He'll, your Father in heaven, will supply encouraging victories to you along the way of keeping those promises, just as He did to the children of Israel. As always, I love you, Martin.